This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. The Root's on fire. USA Radio, as well as my flagship station in Las Vegas, KBET 790 AM. At stations all over this great country, not on Newsmax TV tonight. Little technical difficulties will be on, hopefully, on Monday. I hope to be back up on Monday, get the cameras all going again. Hopefully you were listening when I was on with that Heritage Foundation guy, and I love the Heritage Foundation. I will always love the Heritage Foundation, but they're clueless when it comes to something like this. Here's an article on the cover today of UK Daily Mail about America now, not Britain, America. Workers across the country say they have been laid off, and restaurants fear business could drop by up to 80% because of the ban over gatherings amid coronavirus fears. He doesn't understand things like that. I'm a guy, all my friends, you know, guys like that, they live in Washington. They're policy wonks. They live in a little apartment with three other policy wonks. They have no clue. My friends are all restaurant owners who make $1 million a year. And they've worked their asses off their whole lives. And suddenly there's going to be nobody in their restaurant. And they got a payroll to make. They're dead. They're dead. Now they're going to make zero, and the money's coming negative out of their pocket, and you've got to save them, Mr. President. You've got to save all the entrepreneurs and all the restaurant owners and all the Vegas casinos. You've got to save them, because otherwise millions of people will be out looking for work. It's a disaster. And how are they going to pay their rent? How are they going to pay their mortgage? They'll put all the landlords out of business. They'll put all the banks out of business. It is a vicious cycle. Trust me, you're not understanding what's going on here. I don't mean President Trump isn't, but the guy from Heritage sure isn't. Sure isn't. And other stories, as I look over the articles on the cover of the UK Daily Mail, I just laugh at some of this stuff. CDC says up to 214 million Americans could be infected with coronavirus in a worst-case scenario. In a worst-case scenario. What does that really mean? That's like me saying in a best-case scenario, I'm going to make $100 million this year. But I might only make $300,000. They tell you the worst number to scare you so that it makes the headlines. As a matter of fact, I saw the other day the CDC said 1.7 million Americans could die in a worst-case scenario. But it might be as little as $200,000. It actually might be as little as $10,000. But you don't want to tell us that. You've got to bring up 200,000 to 1.7 million. And why isn't the headline at least 200,000 will die instead of the headline is 1.7 million may die? Because you get more attention when you write 1.7 million. And then here's the funniest headline. They have a picture of all these people standing in line in the middle of, I think, New York City. I think these are New Yorkers. Yeah, it is, New York. They're standing in line in New York, I guess at a Costco, and there's no food and there's nothing there. And the headline is panic buyers, empty shelves across the country, and cops tell people to stop calling 911, 911 over line skippers as thousands flood into stores over coronavirus fears. Are you all dense? You don't need to wait in five-hour lines and then the shelves are empty. You just buy it online. You just buy it online. What are you all thinking? I haven't been to a store in the last 2 weeks since all of this panic buying started. I just went online and I pointed and I clicked and they sent me all the toilet paper I needed and they sent me the tissues, they sent me the paper towels and they sent me the hand sanitizer and they sent me the dog food online. You don't need to wait in lines at stores. Are people that dumb in New York? They never heard of buying online? They don't have Amazon accounts? They don't have Costco accounts? They don't have Walmart accounts? What, are New Yorkers the most backwards people in the world? Really funny. And then I'm just going over all of these articles because every one of them has something in it that's interesting. And then it's got an article that says that Trump is about to ban all the people coming from England. Here's the headline. Donald Trump may ban Brits from traveling to America. President considers including UK on a list of European countries locked out of the U.S. as the UK infection toll soars to almost 800. Well, of course. You know I love President Trump. You know I think he's the greatest, the GOAT, the greatest of all time. And so far, everything he's done has been very good, but not perfect. Perfect, by the way, would be if we had all the testing kits. But that's not Trump's fault. He's not a guy in charge of testing kits. That's like blaming the restaurant owner because the busboy spilled the soup on your lap. Well, of course you're going to yell at the restaurant owner, but he's got nothing to do with it. The busboy spilled it. Somebody's involved with test kits. It isn't Donald Trump. Donald Trump's been a little busy handling the economy to worry about test kits. That's the CDC that's involved with test kits, not Donald Trump. And I just saw an article that said we could have gotten millions of test kits, but we turned them down because the ones they wanted to sell us from Europe are all lousy, and they're 48% false tests. Who would want a test kit that has a 48% failure rate? So they'll tell you you have coronavirus when you don't, or they'll tell you don't when you do. Why would that one out of every two are wrong? So that's Trump's fault that we turned down malfunctioning, inferior test kits? Now we're going to wait for good ones? But the one thing Trump, I think, should have done quicker, he did fantastic banning flights from China very early, and he did fantastic banning flights from Europe a few days ago, but he should have banned UK flights as well. UK has let in so many immigrants, so many illegal immigrants and legal immigrants, and so many people from faraway, terrible lands where, you know, terrible, I don't mean terrible, poverty-stricken. People come from terrible circumstances, what I'm trying to say, and they're poverty-stricken. You know what poverty-stricken means? It means you have a starvation diet. It means you're malnourished. It means you're more likely to get coronavirus, and so UK is going to be riddled with coronavirus soon. You don't want to let anyone in from the UK. Why did you accept UK? My suggestion was to ban international flights, every single one of them, not just Europe, not just Asia. Everyone needs to be banned from coming into the United States and make us Fortress USA. And my idea was absolutely the right one. Should do it. And he's going to come to that. I think they may ban, unfortunately, sadly, intra-America flights. You may have to ban all flights in America for a few weeks. But I don't want to do that. I think we should have banned all flights coming from outside of America. And then you never would have banned American flights. Because all this disease is coming from outside America. Here's my column coming out on Sunday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers around the country. And remember, the stock market went up almost 2,000 points today, if you didn't know that. I'm betting on America. Are you? I'm the ultimate positive thinker. I'm also very cynical. You can be both. My favorite saying is expect the best, prepare for the worst. So I'm going to give you both sides of the coronavirus story. Let's start with the bad. This is the worst mess of our lifetimes. The economy's hanging by a thread. Stocks are savage. Small business is wrecked. Millions of Americans are about to lose their jobs. My beloved Vegas is for the moment down for the count. And I haven't even gotten to the health crisis yet. All of this happened because of a virus that has barely even arrived. Here's the problem. I have many great friends and guests on my national TV and radio shows who are medical experts. And about half of them believe this is the pandemic to end all pandemics. And they quote the CDC models that report as many as 1.7 million Americans could die. Not get coronavirus, die. So people are rightfully scared out of their minds that American business is shutting down. But the other half of my medical friends and expert guests say this is a great exaggeration and an overreaction. They predict less Americans will die than the flu season of 2017-2018 that killed about 80,000. They don't believe we need to close down American business and lock ourselves in our homes. The problem is we won't know who's right until it's over. So I've preached on my TV and radio shows, even though I think this is a massive exaggeration and a massive hyping and massive overreaction, I've preached on my TV and radio shows for President Trump to attack this with everything he's got. Not just the looming healthcare crisis, but also the financial crisis. When all is said and done, we will need a 21st century version of the Marshall Plan to save America's economy. We'll need to rescue small business and their employees and those sick with coronavirus and tourism and airlines and Vegas and all the rest with a $1 trillion rescue plan. No choice. Now I want to brighten your day just a bit because I believe you're hearing only the worst case scenarios. First, and bad stuff is on the way, and it may be really, really bad, or it may be moderately bad, or it may be lightly bad. But either way, it's going to be bad. Don't think I'm poo-pooing what's happening. It's going to be bad. Now I want to brighten your day just a bit because I believe you're hearing only worst-case scenarios. First, if you're a Trump supporter, the left thinks Trump is finished. They think they finally got him with coronavirus. Not true. The latest Rasmussen poll has him today at 49%. That's up several points smack dab in the middle of the stock crash and the coronavirus crisis. That's higher than Obama was at the same time in his presidency, and he was about to get reelected. And in Iowa, Trump is beating both Biden and Sanders by double digits. So I'm betting Trump will be just fine in November. Now to coronavirus. First, the CDC reports that this virus could kill up to 1.7 million Americans. Are you aware the same government agency projected Ebola could affect over 1 million in Africa? And Ebola wound up affecting under 30,000. Over 1 million, under 30,000. Why are we letting government bureaucrats scare us to death? Could they be badly wrong? You're damn right they could be. Remember, I said, expect the best, prepare for the worst. I think they're badly wrong, but I will prepare for the worst case scenario, and President Trump must prepare for the worst case scenario. Second, no one seems able to explain something to me. Italy is a country of 60 million with a terrible third world healthcare system. They have 1,000 dead people. The pandemic is raging. Let's say in the end 3,000 die. Now it hits America, a country of 330 million, with the finest healthcare system in the world and the finest doctors in the world. Why would America's results be far worse than Italy? Does that make any sense? And even if the results are similar to Italy, multiply 3,000 dead by 5. Make the music a little lower, Chris. Multiply 3,000 dead by 5, because our population is 5 times bigger. That would mean 15,000 dead in the USA versus 3,000 dead in Italy. And keep in mind, there's only 1,000 dead in Italy. That's far lower than 80,000 Americans who just died from the flu a year ago. Why is America going to have 1.7 million dead? Can anyone explain that projection to me? So far, nobody can explain it. If Italy has 1,000 dead, why would we have 1.7 million dead with the best medical system in the world? And lastly, these death rates are BS. It's possible millions already have coronavirus, but it's mild and they're afraid to tell anyone they have it. So the death rate only applies to those so deathly ill that they actually went to the hospital. So the death rate is vastly overcounted. I'm betting on America. I'm hoping for the best and prepared for the worst. And you should be too. My commentary coming out on Sunday. See you in a sec. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundant power.
powerhouse.
And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Moore sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 masks, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871. Bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. Finest Known is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world out of control and out-of-control government spending. And by the way, every time something happens where the government spends more money, gold, sometime in the near future, is going to go up dramatically. When you hear about Fed interventions, gold goes up. When you hear about government spending, gold goes up. When you hear President Trump give a speech, we're going to spend all the money in the world to save America, gold goes up. So I'm absolutely guaranteeing you. Well, you can't guarantee in life, so I won't say that. I'll get sued by someone in this sue-happy world. But if I've ever been as certain as I've ever been, it's that we are going to have to spend more money than we've ever spent in the history of the world to save America from what's coming. And I don't mean the germ that's coming. I mean, we're going to spend a lot of money on that. But what the germ caused, the fear, the hysteria, and the panic, has caused the end of American business. And you're going to have to save Disneyland and Vegas and Universal Studios and the airlines and the cruise ships and the small businessmen and all the employees, the small businessmen and the restaurants. Because they're all going out of business if they don't get some help. So we're going to spend all that money, and it's going to be spending, 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 printing to presses. You know what that means? You better buy gold and silver. And also in this crisis, you want to own gold and silver. So I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home, and they went big. Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. You want to own 100 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost, meaning same cost they paid. They won't make a penny on you. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire pure 1-ounce silver eagles at dealer cost. Now may be the time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there is no better place to acquire them than Finest Stone. Call Finest Stone today. Reserve 100 silver American Eagles at dealer cost. They break even only. They will not make money, and they will include the book, everything you need to know to buy and sell gold absolutely free. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com, finestknown.com. Either way, tell them Wayne Allen Root sent you. And you will be treated like a king and VIP treatment. If they don't, let me know. WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. So we're going to take calls in this hour because I'm not on Newsmax TV tonight. A little technical difficulty, hopefully back on Monday. So I'm not on tonight, so it's just radio, and I'd love to take calls. Love to hear from you. The phone number is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. Or 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. And so let's talk about some of the things going on. Stock market, great day today, up 9.4%, up almost 2,000 points. The more Trump spoke, the more it went up. And then on the other hand, you've got Joe Biden. Can you imagine if he was the president? His 19-point action plan, the number one first point is to stop racism. Because the germ, it's a racism to attack the germ. To call it the Wuhan flu or the Chinese flu is a racist slur. It's racism. That's all he's got to worry about. This crazy person, that's all he's got to worry about. This is how crazy the Democrats are. Because when dealing with a global pandemic, preventing people's feelings from being hurt is the most important thing in the world. In the first section of Biden's plan, is curbing misinformation and stopping xenophobia. Stop the political theater and willful misinformation that has heightened confusion and discrimination. This communication is essential to combating the dangerous epidemic of fear, chaos, and stigmatization that can overtake communities faster than the virus. Acts of racism and xenophobia against the Asian American and Pacific Islander community must not be tolerated, according to the plan. In prioritizing prevention of racism, Biden is taking his lead from the World Health Organization, which has repeatedly issued statements attempting policing the language used to describe coronavirus in order to prevent stigmatization. Mainstream media networks and pundits like CNN, Jim Acosta have also suggested saying COVID-19 originated in China is xenophobic. Meanwhile, Russia and Singapore, who ignored WHO's, the World Health Organization's, demand not to profile potential coronavirus victims and close their borders early, have almost no coronavirus cases and zero deaths. Smart. Do you know what I read today? The mayor of Florence, Italy, was so worried that people were prejudiced and racist against Asians in Florence, Italy, that he paid for a TV campaign that said every person in my city should go out and hug an Asian today. And they all hugged Asians, and they've got the biggest outbreak of coronavirus in the world going on in Italy. It's raging. And maybe it's all started in Florence, and maybe it's because they hugged people who had just come home from China. No one's telling you to hate them. No one's telling you to burn them out of their house. But you don't need to hug them if they just got back from China, do you?
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is declaring a national emergency in his latest bid to combat the escalating coronavirus crisis. Republican Senator from North Dakota John Hovind tells Fox News this was a good move by the president.
It's not only an all-of-government approach, we've also got the ingenuity of American enterprise. We've got the American people working hard at the social distancing. We've got American companies jumping on the task, American ingenuity, all-of-government approach at the federal and the state level.
Also in that press conference, President Trump says he will be tested for the coronavirus. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is announcing that she and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin have reached a deal on a large-scale coronavirus response package meant to provide paid leave for workers, expand food aid, and support the widespread testing of many Americans at no cost to them. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Yeah. on Roots, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, I've got it. I've come up with it. Actually, I shouldn't credit myself. It's one of my fans who came up with it. I everything I do is inspired by my fans. You guys are so smart and so funny. You got such great lines. And so I think I know how to dramatically reduce the news media hype and hysteria about coronavirus. Just announced the presidential election has got to be postponed. And Donald Trump will stay president an extra year at least, and we'll reassess in 2021. Watch the media's face. At that point, they'll drop all coverage of coronavirus. At that point, it's not going to be a big pandemic anymore. Suddenly, overnight, the predictions of 1.7 million dead, I have a funny feeling, they'll just come on the air and say, we've decided that it's just like the regular flu. Everybody get back to work. We've got to have a presidential election in November. You know, if you told them that Trump's going to stay president because you can't possibly let all these people beat on election day, they would all totally change their attitude about coronavirus. They would start downplaying it instead of being hysterical about it, don't you think? Can you imagine? It's just like I've always said. If it was Republicans at the Mexican border trying to get in, the Democrats would be the ones who want to build a wall. They'd be saying, you can't let those people in. Are you crazy? There's Republicans at the wall. That is funny. One of my listeners came up with that, and I'm going to steal it, and I'm going to use that now. We've just got to announce the presidential election must be postponed. I think that just to see the faces of the CNN anchors would be worth its weight in gold. The CNN anchors, the MSNBC anchors, the New York Times editorial board, the Washington Post, Rachel Maddow's face. Listen, it's that bad. We're just going to have to postpone the presidential election. My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They're the perfect product, the perfect time. In the age of coronavirus, alkaline structured silver formulated by Dr. Gordon Pedersen has proven to be effective in combating viruses, yeast, and bad bacteria. With the current global scare of coronavirus, people now more than ever are using the products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves a barrier of protection. I've personally been using My Doctor Suggests products now for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on radio due to a hoarse voice despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. I personally recommend My Doctor Suggests each day to my listeners. With the growing threat of the coronavirus reaching close to our homes, now's the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's alkaline structured silver gel, liquid, and lozenges. I suck on the lozenges all day long and all show long. I drink the silver solution, which is their liquid, several times a day. I used to do it 3 times a day. Now I do it 6 or 8 times a day. Now the coronavirus is around. And I'm not making any claims, just what I choose to do to boost my immune system. And then I use the silver gel. I swatch it all over my face at night. So I'm getting gel all over my body. I am Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Silver Bullet. Wayne Allen Root sent you. Let them know Wayne Allen Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868. That's toll-free 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and type in the promo code ROOT and you get 20% off every order. I'm like a NASCAR driver. You know, I've got patches all over my body. Did you know that? I walked into a meeting with an advertiser yesterday, and the guy says to me, hey, do you have your bottle of real water with you? I'll bet you bring the real water with you. And I opened up my briefcase, and I had it. And he said, are you sucking on your My Doctor Suggests silver lozenges? And I said, yeah, I am. And I showed him my silver lozenges in my briefcase. And he said, are you drinking the silver solution? I said, I do, several times a day. And he just started laughing. See, I listen to your show all day. Everybody knows that I'm a person who really believes in my sponsors and advertisers and lives that life. I'm not a BS artist. I live that life. And I use their products, and I've used them successfully. So President Trump waived interest on all student loans held by the federal government agencies till further notice. President Trump announced an official national emergency today from the Rose Garden in response to the Wuhan coronavirus. He was flanked by powerful CEOs from Walmart, Target, CVS, and Walgreens, who all vowed to work with Trump to combat coronavirus. Walmart announced they will make a portion of their lots available for screening and testing. Walgreens and Target vowed to make themselves available to the American public. Target CEO said today we are focused on a common competitor, an amazing and historic announcement, and the market responded positively and rallied. And the president said he'll be helping students and families by waiving interest on all student loans held by the federal government until further notice. Jim Cramer praised President Trump. Waives interest, yes. Doing it all. And then Cramer said, hate him or like him, Jimmy Chill says the SPR plan and student loan interest waiver are things we pushed for that are good. I'm not sure what he means by the SPR plan, the SPR. I'm not sure what that means. Trump asked the Energy Department to purchase oil. Oh, Strategic Petroleum Reserve. There it is. SPR. Trump asked the Energy Department to purchase oil for the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And I'll bet you gas prices go right down, and I'll bet you the oil stock went right up. Really, really smart moves by President Trump. God, he's so much smarter than Obama was. The liberals want to tell you all the time how dumb Trump is and how brilliant Obama was. Brilliant! Are you kidding me? The market jumped 800 points since President Trump's news conference started. And by the way, China has closed down its last coronavirus hospital. Not enough new cases to support them. Italy's hit hard because they have the oldest population in Europe. Average age of those that have died in Italy, 81. Wayne Root told you, I told you all of this. This article doesn't even mention that everybody smokes in Italy. So it's not just that they're old and they smoke and the average person that died was 81. It's that they all have corroded lungs from smoking. So there's a weakness that lets the virus get in there. And I know everybody smokes in China. I know everybody smokes in South Korea. I know everybody smokes in Iran. Why would America have 1.7 million deaths? This whole thing makes no sense. But again, rather than look foolish or rather than let people die and say, Wayne Root said it wasn't going to be that bad, I've been very careful to say, prepare for the worst. Expect the best. Prepare for the worst. I expect the best. I think this is all a bunch of hype and a bunch of hooey, and it's the most ridiculous shutdown of business in the history of the world. But I refuse to say that that's something you should prepare for and start to get complacent. I believe you should prepare for the absolute worst of what they're saying, 200 million people affected and 1.7 million dead. Prepare for that. Absolutely. Knock yourselves out. Right? I take mega vitamin C all day, and I take mega dose of garlic all day. Everything that beats virus. I drink mega dose of silver all day. Alkaline structured silver, from my doctor suggests. I take megadoses of probiotics all day, so I have friendly bacteria in my gut. So I'm doing all the right things, but I'm going about my life as it normally is. Right? As it normally is. But explain to me, if South Korea is on the mend, I mean completely on the mend, and China's closed down its last hospital because not enough new cases to support them, and Italy, the only people dying are 81-year-olds, but they only have 1,000 dead. Why would we have 1.7 million dead? This just doesn't make sense. The numbers they're throwing out make no sense at all. And once again, if it's all 80-year-olds that are dying and everybody else gets it mild, then if you're not 80 or older, why are you panicking? Why are all the 50-year-olds and 40-year-olds and 30-year-olds and 20-year-olds of America panicking? You're going to get a tummy ache, or you're going to get a little bronchitis. You're going to cough a little bit. You'll stay home for a few days. Life will go on. For 99% of us, life will go on. Whew. I'll tell you one thing. I'd love to own a toilet paper company today. Wow. I don't know if this is the Green New Deal. I think it's the Green Brown. It's the New Brown Deal. There's more toilet paper being sold in a day than used to be sold, I think, in a year. My God, I want to be in the toilet paper business. And by the way, liberals must be going nuts. They're the ones who, you know, talk about this all day long because they want it, you know, in their minds to hurt the American economy and defeat Trump, I'm sure. And also because they're hysterical snowflakes. But global toilet paper production consumes 27,000 trees every day. So think about how much toilet paper is being sold now. 7 billion rolls a year. But how many are being sold in the last week? I'll bet you a year's worth in a week. So we've consumed 27,000 times 7. 200,000 trees in a week. All these liberal environmentalists, they'd be losing their mind if they knew this. We're just using up trees. And guess who's using up trees? I'm sure liberals are the ones leading the way in buying toilet paper. I'm sure. Phew. And by the way, if 150 million Americans are infected. Or are they saying they'll be infected? 214 million, some of them are saying. 150 million, some are saying. 100 million, some are saying. And what if the actual number becomes 50 million? And what if 15,000 people die, as I said in my commentary? Terrible thing. But shoot, for Trump, hero. Because he prepared for it, and we won the battle. So it's good that they whipped up this frenzy. They've told everybody these ridiculous worst-case scenario numbers. Ridiculous. But it's going to wind up being good. It's going to wind up being a big win for Trump. Because, A, he looks prepared. He looks like the father of the nation. And, B, he took action. And his actions kept it from being these ridiculous numbers. But the government's never right about their worst-case scenario numbers. Ever. Ever, 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 ever. Anyway, oil surged today after Trump ordered Department of Energy to fill up the strategic petroleum reserve. They're going to add 90 million barrels are going to be purchased by the U.S. government to fill up the SPR, Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Let's see you say that fast five times. Strategic Petroleum Reserve, Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Not easy. Trump declared a national emergency. Coronavirus is coming. It's coming. I don't mean to make light of it, because there are going to be people who die. It's going to be someone's grandma, someone's grandpa, and occasionally someone who's 50 years old, maybe like Wayne Allyn-Root, you know. I'll probably be the one now that I talk about it like this. It's got to be me, right? It's got to be. I'm a dead man. But I'm continuing to do business as usual. Everything I normally do, I'm doing. I'm not stopping anything. We'll see you in a second. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn-Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior. This segment of the show is sponsored by Real Water. Makes me feel great, and I don't make any claims about coronavirus. I don't know about drinking water is going to stop coronavirus, but I know one thing. It's alkalinity. It's actually beyond alkalinity. That's what real water is. It's a bunch of, it's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has millions of extra electrons, and all those extra electrons creates alkalinity. And what fights virus? Alkalinity versus acidity. And there's also a powerful antioxidant, those negative ions, and that alkalinity. And I told my friends Brent and Amy, owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners, you, a special deal on Real Water, and they agreed, so here's the deal. It's a cool deal, because in the age of coronavirus, it's all I drink is Real Water. I don't make any claims, I just tell you what I do. I drink Real Water all day long to keep my body alkaline. So go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle. It says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WAR, the number 10, no space, WAR, W-A-R, all caps, and you will receive a 10% discount. 10WAR, all caps. 10% discount. Real Water will then be conveniently delivered right to your door. And you know, that's all they're talking about is these people waiting in four-hour lines at Costco around the country to buy bottled water. When all they have to do is let their fingers do the walking over to Amazon Prime, open an Amazon Prime account, you don't wait on any line, and you order all the real water you want, they'll deliver it right to your door. What are you waiting in these lines for? It's so bizarre to me. Bizarre. I don't wait in any lines. I order my real water at Amazon Prime. I order lots of other things at Amazon Prime. I order other things at Costco website and other things at Walmart website. So I have no idea why people are waiting in these long lines, except maybe for food. But for food, I went to Albertson the other day, and we got food. I didn't go to Costco for food. You have to wait in a two-hour line. But I would buy Costco stock. I'll tell you that. I love Costco, by the way. And I would buy Costco stock in a second, in a nanosecond, because, man, you want something that's going to double and triple your money over the next few years? I've never seen a business as well run as Costco, and I've never seen such long lines. And guess where I get all my gas? Costco. I'm willing to drive 10 minutes out of my way, and I only get gas at Costco. I don't go to any gas stations anymore. Once you're a Costco member, you get discounted gas. The gas is so cheap at Costco. Amazing. Other big news story, CNN's Andrew Gillum, who used to be a candidate for governor of Florida and almost won, came a whisker away from winning, found inebriated in a Miami Beach hotel room with a male escort and crystal meth, they're saying. At least cops say that. I will say allegedly. He's the love gov. Andrew Gillum, the love gov. And I got to tell you a funny story. Stop the music. Funny story. My buddy Joe is a former colonel in the United States Army. Big fan of the show. Listens to the whole show. He said, just an historical note, blame the U.S. Army for the use of the term hooker. Because remember, this guy's in a hotel room with male hookers. And he heard me say this last hour. So my friend Joe sent me that. He's a very intellectual guy, man. He has answers for everything. So he has the use of the term hooker. In the Civil War, General Hooker helped move around prostitutes up and down the rivers in old steamships and paddle-driven riverboats to satisfy the soldiers, and the girls became known as hooker's girls, and then eventually hookers. That's where the word hooker comes from. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate that. I never knew that before. I'm not sure if it's important I know that, but... here's the interesting today and then. In those days, I'll bet you they never sent a male hooker down in the steamship to keep the men happy. I guarantee you that never happened. But to keep Democrats happy, you got to send the male hookers in, I guess. Ask Andrew Gillum about that. I don't know. Male hookers and crystal meth. The perfect Democrat candidate.
We got it together, didn't we?
And a lot of liberals are mad. They want to find something to blame on Trump. They got to find something to blame on Trump. So they're blaming him for there aren't enough coronavirus testing kits. So Dr. Nicole Safier told Breitbart News on Friday morning, the reason the U.S. had rejected coronavirus test kits from abroad is that they had a 48% false negative rate, meaning sick people would believe falsely they were fine. And I would assume the opposite is true, too. People who are fine would believe falsely they had coronavirus. And so, you don't want those kits. What if you could test, but the kits were all wrong? And the best thing Trump did was that early travel ban on China. That was brilliant. And I think the next best thing he did was the European travel ban. I think the only mistake he made is he should have included the UK and Ireland. Because that's stupid to let people come in from the UK and Ireland. Because how do you know the people coming in from the UK and Ireland aren't sick? And there's tons of immigrants in UK. I don't know about Ireland, but in the United Kingdom, they have let so many immigrants in. Mayor Khan of London lives for letting immigrants into his country. They're all from impoverished countries. They probably have been starved their whole lives. And, they're malnourished, and they're perfect candidates to get coronavirus. And then you let them come into America because you let flights from England come in. I think he needed to ban all international flights, and I think he will soon. I know it's on the table now to ban flights from England, but I think he should ban all international flights. And don't forget, Trump says President Obama made the CDC testing worse. He had all kinds of rules and regulations. No surprise, right? Obama put in more government regulations than any president in history times 10. All right, it's end of a sad week and a tough week and a tragic week and a scary week, but a good week on this show. But, man, for the country and for Vegas, I feel great sadness, and I just hope good times are coming soon. And for all the people who are about to be laid off, my God, I don't know what to tell you except I'm fighting for you. You'll see me fight in the coming weeks for President Trump to put together a massive bailout package, a Marshall Plan to help all the people that are laid off and all the small businesses and all the restaurants, all my buddies. Wayne Allyn-Root, have a great night. We love you. God bless.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.